The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
What is a free will offering? The free will offering was a sacrifice regulated by God's standards in the Mosaic Law, but it was completely voluntary. In the law, the free will offering was to be of a male, bull, sheep, or goat, with no physical deformities or blemishes, and it was not to have been purchased from a foreigner. The offering was to include flour mixed with oil and wine. The amounts varied on whether the sacrifice was a lamb, bull, or ram. As with all sacrifices, the free will offering was to be made in a place of God's choosing, not in an area formerly used by other religions or at home. Although it was appropriate to give the sacrifice during formal feast days, it could be given any time. Unlike other offerings governed by stricter rules, the priests could eat the free will offering on the day it was sacrificed or on the day after. Free will offerings did not always have to be animals or grain or drink offerings. The first time a free will offering is mentioned in the Bible is in Exodus 35, verses 10 through 29. God had given instructions on how to build a tabernacle, and Moses relayed what supplies were needed for its construction. The people responded as their hearts stirred them, bringing jewelry, fine yarn, tanned skins, silver, bronze, acacia wood, onyx stones, spices, and oil. These items were all donated as a free will offering to the Lord, Exodus 35, verse 29. Centuries later, the people made similar offerings for David to pass on to Solomon to build the temple. In the book of Ezra, the people gave traditional animal offerings as well as supplies to rebuild the temple after the Babylonian captivity. The people also made animal offerings in 2 Chronicles chapter 31 when King Hezekiah, one of Judah's best kings, led the nation in returning to God and reinstituting his ceremonies. In Ezekiel 46 verse 12, free will offerings are mentioned as being offered in the millennial kingdom. Whether it was a sacrifice of an animal or donated supplies for a place of worship, the free will offering was to be given freely as the Lord moved the Israelites' hearts. It was not to be used to gain prestige or because of guilt, inducement, or force. Today, the free will offering is the only offering we have. There's no tithe demanded on the church. We rely on the sacrifice of Jesus and not the sacrifice of animals for our atonement. All the money, time, and resources we give are to be freely given as the Spirit leads. The trick for many is noticing and obeying when the Spirit leads. God has given us everything we have. If He moves our hearts, then we should cheerfully give.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.